Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying seven portraits of Christ, the I Am statements of John's Gospel. In this session, we'll be looking at John chapter 6, verse 35. Jesus is the bread of life. Excuse me. Let's take a look at the larger passage in John chapter 6, beginning with verse 29, and reading through our verse for this session. John chapter 6, verse 29. Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in Him whom He sent." Therefore they said to Him, "What sign will you perform then, that we may see it and believe you? What work will you do? Our fathers ate the manna in the desert. As it is written, He gave them bread from heaven to eat." Then Jesus said to them, "Most assuredly I say to you, Moses did not give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is He who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." Then they said to Him, "Lord, give us this bread always." And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. But I said to you that you have seen me, and yet do not believe." And then if you jump to verse 47, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world." The Jews therefore quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" And then Jesus said to them, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers ate the manna and are dead. He who eats this bread will live forever." Grain is one of the most complete foods. It's vital for health. The problem is whole grain spoils and becomes moldy very fast. How do we handle this concern? How do we increase the shelf life of flour? In the food processing of wheat grain, the wheat germ, the oil, is removed along with the outer husk. Wheat germ is one of the richest sources of vitamins E and B. Vitamin E is needed to assimilate vitamin A. A lack of vitamin E leads to heart disease. This process of removing the wheat germ and the outer husk removes 25 vitamins, minerals, and proteins, and then 4 vitamins are added, and the package reads, "Enriched flour." They remove 25, add 4, and it's enriched. And removal of the husk eliminates the fiber benefit to be gained from the grain, particularly for colon health. Bread is one of the staples of health. Just as material bread is fundamental to physical life, heavenly bread is essential to spiritual life. First, heavenly bread supplies spiritual life. Verse 51, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. What makes the living bread superior to the manna God gave to his children in the wilderness? Jesus became the bread of life for the spiritually dead. Christ was bruised for you. Isaiah chapter 28 and the first part of verse 28. Bread flour must be ground. The Lord endured great suffering to provide spiritual nutrition for lost mankind. Isaiah 53 in verse 5. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. So Christ was bruised for you. Christ was baked for you. Leviticus chapter 2, the first part of verse 4. A grain offering baked in the oven. The oven of God's holy wrath is very hot and is beyond our human intellect to understand. It was intense. Matthew 27 and verse 46. My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? C.I. Schofield wrote of the symbolism of the grain offering in the grain offering that's recorded in Leviticus chapter 2. He said, the fine flour speaks of his perfect character. The fire represents the testing of suffering. Frankincense is a fragrance pleasing to God. No yeast shows the character of truth. No honey portrays an unnatural source of grace. Mingled with oil sees him born of the Spirit. Oven anticipates inner hidden agony. The pan reveals his obvious suffering. And salt is the truth that preserves from corruption. So he was bruised for you. He was baked for you. And third, Christ was broken for you. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24. Speaking of his death, he said, this is my body, which is broken for you. He was bruised. He was baked. He was broken. And the Lord Jesus Christ became the bread of life. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. Sadly, so many refuse the offer of the bread. Second, heavenly bread sustains spiritual life. Verse 57, as the living Father sent me, I live because of the Father, so he who feeds on me will live because of me. What does Jesus mean that we live by him? As our bodies live by physical food, we live spiritually by him. We're branches that live by the root of the vine. Life supplied at salvation is sustained by continual feeding on the same bread of life. This is God's plan. Look at verse 57 again. As the living Father sent me, I live because of the Father, so he who feeds on me will live because of me. How did Jesus feed on the Father? By feeding on the Word of God. Matthew 4:4. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Material bread is not a lot, is not enough. Spiritual bread is essential. The prophet Jeremiah in chapter 15 and verse 16 understood this. Your words were found and I ate them. And your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. How many Christians starve spiritually? By feeding on the Word of God, by feeding on the will of God. John chapter 4, verse 34, the first part of it. My food is to do the will of Him who sent me. Jesus fulfilled His Father's will, and His soul was satisfied. He will do the same for you. And third, by feeding on the work of God. That same verse, the second part of it. My food is to finish His work. Jesus did everything precisely on schedule, maybe even ahead of time. In John chapter 2 and verse 4, Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does your concern have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." Everything is at a precise, specific time in God's plan. And that's the way He operates. Feeding on Jesus Christ daily, on the bread of life, involves meditation on His Word, dedication to His will, and consecration to His work. Moses got a lesson on spiritual life and food. Moses kept reciting excuses. God simply repeated His name. I'm not able to speak very well. I know. But I am. I'm not believable. I know. But I am. I'm not capable. I know. But I am. And then third, heavenly bread satisfies spiritual life. Verse 35, again. And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst." Man's deepest hunger is spiritual, even if he doesn't realize it. He hungers for God. He hungers for truth. He hungers for life. Nothing in life will satisfy until these are met. Material things can't do it, or things to eat, or things to see, or things to wear, or things to do. Will another person satisfy? No. One empty vessel can't fill another empty vessel. But Jesus satisfies all your need. Your hunger for God. John 16:33. For the bread of God is He who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Searching for a God is almost the universal pursuit of mankind. Everywhere you look, there's pagan worship. Man has a need for God. Man has a deep emptiness without God. Jesus answers that hunger. Your hunger for truth. John 6:32. Then Jesus said to them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, Moses did not give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven." Man has a lifelong, insatiable hunger for truth. But the tragedy is that instead of being satisfied with Christ, man focuses on Satan's false bread. Luke 15, verse 17. But when he came to himself, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger?" And your hunger for life. John 6:35 again. And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger." Man is desperate for life. He will fight for life. He will defend life. He will work for life. He will dream of life. He will eat to maintain life. And yet, a man will be satisfied with mere existence. Jesus said in John 10, verse 10, "I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly." The psalmist wrote in Psalm 34, in verse 8, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. You have a great day.